Chapter 12. Jesse had slept in his clothes, and despite a long shower, a pint of orange juice, 3 cups of coffee, and 2 aspirin, he still had a hangover. He was sipping his 4th cup at his desk when Molly Crane stuck her head in. She said,
"Two things, Jesse."
He nodded.
"We got a Peeping Tom report," Molly said. "And a DA is going to stop by here after lunch."
"Anything special about the peeper?" Jesse said.
"Nope, some guy looking in a window," Molly said. "Ran off when the woman's husband yelled at him."
"Who's on patrol?" Jesse said.
"John McGuire and Arthur Angstrom," Molly said.
"Send John," Jesse said.
"Howard Hannigan give a time?" "I didn't talk to him," Molly said. "But his girl didn't specify exactly, just after lunch."
"Wish I had a girl," Jesse said.
"You got me," Molly said.
"You're a woman," Jesse said.
"Well, I'm glad you noticed."
"Crow told me," Jesse said. Molly blushed. "Our secret, Ma," Jesse said.
"I certainly wish it were just mine," Molly said.
"Almost the same," Jesse said.
"I hope so," Molly said.
She studied Jesse for a moment.
"You're looking a little peaked today," she said.
"Drank more than I should have last night," Jesse said.
"Alone?" Molly said.
"Yeah."
"Jen?" Molly said.
"Yeah." Molly took in a big breath of air and let it out slowly.
She said, "Might be time to move on, Jesse."
"Sure," Jesse said.
"If you can," Molly said.
"Sure," Jesse said.
"What's Dick say about it?"
"He seems to think I'm obsessed."
"You think so?" Molly said.
"Maybe I want to be obsessed."
"Maybe," Molly said.
Jesse didn't say anything else. Molly waited a moment in the heavy silence. Then she said,
"I'll send John down to talk to the Peeping Tom folks."
Jesse nodded. Molly stood for another moment, then turned and left the office. Jesse drank some coffee.